You're listening to Siren Radio, and it's time for another edition of Royal Radio on Siren Radio. Yay! Right back, the Everly Brothers, and we have walked right back into the Siren Radio studio for an edition of Royal Radio, first one in May, of course, and we've got not one, not two, not three, four wonderful people entailed with us today, including, of course, two of whom are directly connected with the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. We say a hearty welcome, as ever, to Ollie. How are you?
Not bad, Alex. How are you?
We're fine. I must remember to actually switch your microphone on. Otherwise, it's as though you're in the street outside.
There we
it's
are.
Pointless. Yeah, exactly. Very, very important, but still. And making her debut in the Siren studio, because normally she's just been a face, a very wonderful face, of course, on Zoom. It's Alex Jackson. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. It's nice to actually be in the studio for once.
Yeah, quite literally in the studio. We've also got two fabulous folk who are going to be experiencing their first Royal Radio today. That's wonderful Thomas Davis. How are you, Thomas?
Good, thank you.
He's shouting from the background, that's all good. And we've also got Georgia Scotta de Risato.
Yes, you got it right. Hi,
yeah, Alex. It's only taken me a year and a half, Georgia, so come on, you know, we're working on this basically. So we're working through that whole process. Okay, so the reason we launched with Walk Right Back with the Everly Brothers was quite deliberately walking right back to Lincoln and a thing that's happening on the 17th of May. Ollie, what's happening at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln on the 17th of May, which ties in with Walk Right Back?
Funnily enough, Walk Right Back. It's a show it's been to theatre quite a few times, actually. I can remember seeing it years ago when I worked at a theatre on Follow Spots. It's by the producers of That'll Be the Day, who bring a show to us once or twice a year. It's hugely popular. It's a really good show. It kind of entwines their music with a bit of their story from their rise to stardom through their feud that they had and then back to when they reunited.
And we're, of course, talking about Phil and Don here. I think both of whom are now in Heaven FM, the Everly Brothers. And as you said, it goes through a whole process there. Alex, you were too young to remember the Everly Brothers, but does their music carry a legacy that you still connect with?
Yeah, just a tad out of my range there. But no, I think they have some really wonderful songs, and that era of songwriting was so much focused on storytelling, and I think that really comes through and it lends itself really well to a show like this. And it's a fantastic production because of all that catalogue there.
certainly looks good and wonderful in all sorts of ways. Producer Trevor Payne, of course, for the tour, actually says the Everly Brothers were an original and unique act that had a sound like nothing else. The harmonies were so tight that every group wanted to emulate them. Before that, there was a singer, a band, and backing vocals. The Everlys entwined all of them and created the harmony group. Let's move the microphone over to Georgia. And Georgia, the Everly Brothers in Italy, did such a thing emerge, or is this a case of never heard of them before, ever?
I never ever heard of them before, sadly. But if I influenced bands like the Beatles, then I think I would like their music.
And somewhere down the line, and we might have to move Thomas around somewhere in the whole thing here, from your own point of view, Thomas, first of all, have you ever actually crossed the threshold yet of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
I haven't, but I am very excited to do so.
This is very good. For the benefit of the listener who likes a little bit more speciality here, Thomas will be making his first visit shortly after the show with a good friend called Barry the Bookworm. I'm just putting it in there. Just putting it out there. So that's great. What about the Everly Brothers, Thomas?
I can't say that I am particularly aware of their music myself.
So we're going to go for random choice for the next one then. I'm going to give you a number of Everly Brothers titles. And because you never heard of them ever...
Okay.
You're going to select which one is going to be good for this, okay?
Okay, right.
Ollie, I know this sounds drastic, this is radical, but we're back in the studio. You've got to push those boundaries.
I'm loose.
Exactly. Just push that a little bit more. So, Bye Bye Love, Kathy's Clown, All I Have to Do Is Dream, Bird Dog, or Claudette?
Kathy's Clown.
Kathy's Clown. Georgia, do you agree with Kathy's Clown, or are you going to say, no, don't go for that? Which one?
I agree.
Is that the wrong decision?
Do you wish that you were Kathy's Clown? I think they made the right choice then, Ollie.
I mean, there was a few choices there, but I'd go with... I think I might have gone for a Bye Bye Love myself.
Bye Bye Love, yeah.
That's fine.
And not Bird Dog.
Not today. Not today.
Maybe it's just my animal fondness. What the hey? Okay, let's go even further back in time. I don't know. It depends when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this around about the first week in May, you'll be keen to book for Friday the 13th of May. Uh-oh, Friday the 13th. Yeah, that's the day my car goes in for its MOT.
Oh,
well.
That's brave.
It's exactly. You know, you've got to be positive about these things.
True.
So one is. That's very important. But not only that, assuming all's being well, we can actually welcome back to Lincoln the man himself, Steve Harley.
Yes, Steve Harley and his acoustic band this time around. So people will probably recognise Steve Moore from his days with the Cockney Rebel. He's going to be coming to the theatre to perform some of those songs from those days, but also some from his latest album, which I believe is called Uncovered. That's a very acoustic sounding album, isn't it? Uncovered.
Yeah. It could have been Unplugged, but that would have been a cliche.
Yeah,
so
a bit too much.
That's a line from that, which is good. Okay, let's turn to the team again. Alex, Cockney Rebel, is it a band you'd heard of at all before? Or is it a case of, who is this strange sounding man called Steve Harley? Does he ride a bike?
I actually don't. I've never really heard of them, which is quite a surprise to me because I feel like growing up it was glam rock bands were all that was heard in my house. But
so you're okay with Slade, you're okay with the Sweet, okay with Wizard,
all of that,
but
was fine.
Nothing with respect to Cockney Rebel. Bay City Rollers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But somehow this one has slipped me by.
Yeah. So your parents not educated? Did they sort of feel no? You know, we don't. Was it the Cockney Rebel bit? They thought we don't want our daughter.
Yeah, Dad's from Sunderland, so just can't. I have to protect him.
Yeah, well, you're in the playoffs, and of course you're playing Sheffield Wednesday. You know, it could be an interesting time, is all I shall say.
Alex, I spoke over you then. Football, obviously.
Listen, you know, there are those of us who are battling against, you know, Liverpool at those other things. So that's another line. Somebody in the studio actually supports Tottenham Hotspurs.
I can't believe that for a second.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Georgia, Cockney Rebel and Steve Harley. Anything from yourself, or is that case in Italy? Steve Harley? No.
I'm sorry again. I've never heard of him.
Did you feel you made the right choice with Cathy's Clown?
Yes, I liked it. Yeah, I really liked it.
And what about our original Cockney, of course, presenter on lots of other scenarios now, becoming more embedded in Siren. Thomas, any thoughts from yourself about Cockney Rebel?
Again, like Georgia, I may as well be living in Italy as well. Am I going to be making a guess at...
No, we're not going to. There's no choice here. It's quite simple. It's already been there. But on the Steve Harley Acoustic Band, of course, New Theatre Royal, they are there. Tickets are mere £32, which is a bargain to actually see these greats in action. So great stuff from that point of view. You can book tickets online for the New Theatre Royal, lincoln.co.uk. Ollie, would you like to introduce Make Me Smile, brackets, Come Up and See Me, close brackets?
I'll give it a try. This is Steve Harley. Oh, that's my best radio voice there, wasn't it? Steve Harley with Make Me Smile, and I forgot what's in the brackets. You've done it all.
Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. You have to have.
no more. You've taken everything from my belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Say, maybe you'll try to come up and see me, to make me smile. I'll do what you want, just run on me
Theatre Royal Lincoln. It is Royal Radio. You're listening to Ollie and Alex and special guests Georgia and Thomas, all in the first studio base in Royal Radio for nigh on 2.5 years. Was it about 2.5 years? 2 years? It 3 years? 2.5 years?
Wow. It must be longer than that with the thing that happened in between it all.
Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to. No. Was there some kind of shutdown system that was taking place? Sure. Oh, very strange. But the New Theatre Royal Lincoln brochure is out, and there are some fantastic things happening over the course of the thing. Thomas has had a chance to actually have a look through it. So, Thomas, would you like to share with us anything that's actually caught your mind? I mean, I see you've even got Susie Dent from Countdown, no less. Susie Dent from Countdown. Have to be very quick if you want to actually see The Secret Life of Words, because it's on the 6th of May. So if you're listening to this the day before, it might be too late. Sell out, I presume.
It's not too far for sell out now. Yeah, it's I mean, I feel like I should let Alex say the most on this one, because Alex is a big old fan of Susie Dent, if you want to.
Okay, let's get that microphone back to Alex and say, what is it about Susie and Countdown that effectively has kind of led you to this a fascination with words and the meanings of words and more?
I think it's honestly just the way that she explains things. I think the whole lexicography of words can be such a boring subject, but when she's explaining it in such a interesting and really intriguing way, she really like speaks to you on your level. I just find that so interesting, and I find her so quick-witted on Countdown. And I just think she's really cool. She's such a legend. I genuinely can't wait for Friday.
I have to say, Ollie, that if you'd been given the chance of saying lexicography in the way that Alex has just said...
That's the reason I passed it over. I was not going to say that word.
Very impressive. Yeah, very impressive. That's the way you delivered that. Just effortlessly.
It's a wordsmith, Alex.
Yeah, clearly.
Really glad that my 3-year English degree paid off there.
do you do crosswords? Does that also fit into place?
Yeah, every week. every Sunday, end up doing the I crossword, so...
Yeah. Amazing. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a few moments. But Thomas, what about your own self in terms of things that you might have looked at in terms of this brochure, which you think, that looks good?
I've just seen a Bee Gees cover band in the brochure.
Jive which, talking,
yeah,
no
so
less.
I'll be getting my disco shoes on for that.
Wow.
Sure.
Nice.
24th of June.
Yeah, look, everyone probably want to avoid seeing that for me. not the Bee Gees, obviously.
Absolutely. But it does seem as though, again, pretty much, Ollie, things are back to what they used to be pre-pandemic, aren't they, for the New Theatre Royal Lincoln?
That's it. We're pretty much back to full whack now. I mean, we've got, I think, is it 23 shows this month?
23 shows in May alone, yeah.
So that is back to pre-pandemic plus more, I think, level, really.
I mean, there are only 31 days in May,
that's
so
it, yeah.
The fact that there are shows on every day apart from 8 days in May, I mean, it's 8 days a week. It's a different perspective completely on that side of things there. But we talk about words, and, I mean, clearly words do have this meaning. How can we actually connect words with another event that's coming up? Alex, can you... There's a cryptic clue here in terms of musically speaking. How would we connect words with an event that's happening in the not-too-distant future? To be precise, on the 14th of May. Well, how do you think that we might sort of work on something which, musically speaking, say, well, at least they've done some rehearsal on this one?
Oh, Well, that's actually quite tricky to try and link it in.
Really?
Am I missing the obvious?
I don't know. Ollie, have you?
I mean, did Meatloaf ever? Did he write words? Which I'm
on a
pretty
hot
sure he did.
Summer night. Would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must.
So clearly, Alex, you're humming along with the whole thing. You're just teasing us, weren't you? Teasing us with that lack of connection between Susie Dent and Meatloaf.
I'm honestly so disappointed in myself for not getting that. It's one of the best songs ever.
Mm. Did he write anything about words, says Ollie? Yeah. Okay, Steve Steinman, Anything for Love, featuring the music of Meatloaf and Jim Steinman. I suspect, Ollie, that you took the words right out of my mouth. On a Hot Summer Night will be being featured, even though it's hot spring night, really, with Saturday, the 14th of May.
Yeah, no, it's 25 of his hits, so I'm sure it'll find its way in there. This is a show that's been before as well. It's always a sellout. We actually, so much so that we had to add an extra performance in this year. We've got a matinee this year.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But isn't that a tough call for people who want to watch the FA Cup final? You know, Chelsea, Man United.
It's a tough call. I know where I'd rather be, which is obviously at the theatre.
It goes without saying, yeah. Clearly. Exactly. So that's the key thing. Okay, so I think, Bee Gees, as far as Thomas was concerned, let's turn to Georgia. What is something which you think, that looks quite interesting?
Well, because I'm a big Disney fan, I would go for Rapunzel. Actually, I have a question. Is it a pantomime?
No, it's not. It's more of a... Well, it's a family show, and it's got some kind of pantomime elements to it. So there's a bit of audience interaction and stuff. It's more like just a family fun show. But no, we actually watched a read-through of it, and it seemed like a really good, fun show. So it'd be good fun, that.
Fun is a word of three letters, which clearly actually fits very much at the heart of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln experience. I'm not going to gamble, Alex, that you can connect this next one with the next show that's actually happening. Let's just see if maybe you'll be able to deduce it from what Dusty Springfield is actually singing about. Be spooky, just a little bit. Ollie, you think you've got the identity to the show that might relate to? Would you like to share?
Yeah, I can't take any credit for this because I got a bit sidetracked. I went down a groovy route to start with, so I was going for Disco Inferno. Oh. But I reckon I got it's obviously the spooky bit, which Alex then rightly thought was possibly Psychic Sally.
Oh.
Gold star, Alex.
Yep, absolutely. My ability allows me to harness the energy around individuals in the audience and pass on messages from their loved ones who have passed with incredible accuracy. I call every message validated a wonder moment. So take your seats, relax, be open-minded and ready to come forward if you think the message is for you. Yes, Alex Jackson, you've redeemed yourself.
Thank God for that.
Exactly. Or powers of the universe or various other things. So, Psychic Sally. I mean, I'm not going to go down the usual crass lines about she should have seen that coming and so on, because that would just be unfortunate. But clearly, I mean, let's open it up. I mean, first of all, it's Georgia, psychics. Do you sort of put much trust in them? Do you sort of feel, yeah, I'm going to find out how Psychic Sally feels I'll be doing in my communications essay assignment?
I could try. I don't know. I've never gone to one of his shows. I would be interested to hear what they would have to say. It kind of reminds me of like an old Italian horror movie where there was a psychic. But yeah, I would be very curious, to be honest.
That's all we like about Georgia. She likes to sort of say, well, that show reminds me of like an old Italian horror movie. I'm sure Sally Morgan, don't worry, it'd be benissimo. What about yourself, Thomas? Are you a psychic follower? Is it a case of, is there anybody there?
I'd like to consider myself open-minded. I wouldn't say I actively seek or claim to see or hear anything myself, but it'd be interesting to see what she has to say. Whether I believe it or not is another story.
Sometimes messages are shocking. Sometimes they're heartbreaking. And sometimes they're just plain bizarre. Put the kettle on, love. But they're always entertaining, and ultimately audiences are left captivated. So intriguing in terms of that side of things. Have you seen her before?
I have, actually, yeah. I've worked one of her shows before. I think for me what it is, it offers a lot of comfort to the people that go to see it. She's very engaging. Hmm. And she kind of takes the audience on a bit of a ride, really. There's people getting up left, right and centre.
Yeah. On a ride, not for a ride.
No,
there's a subtlety,
a
you know, in terms of that preposition. Yeah. That's very important. Yes. You know, it's on a ride. You share with the whole thing. Is she particularly tall?
I mean, coming from a person of vertical challenge myself, I probably can't say. She's not the tallest lady, no, but neither am I the tallest male. So.
Well, it's just, do we go for long, tall Sally and the Beatles, or do we go for Gracie Fields and Sally, which might actually sort of impact hugely in terms of people's choice of where she, where do you think she would it be a case of the Rochdale wonder that is Gracie Fields?
I mean, I'm a huge Beatles fan, so it's an easy call for me.
Well, then, sorry, Gracie.
Sorry, Gracie.
Exactly. We've gone down the line of Paul, John, George, and Ringo.
I'm gonna tell him, baby, about Uncle John. He said he had the busy, but he got a lot of fun, oh, baby. Yeah, oh, baby. Oh, baby. Summer night. I saw Uncle John with long dogs at it. Saw Mary coming in and dumping in the alley, oh, baby.
Some fun when you go to see Psychic Sally on Thursday the 19th of May at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Yes. Interesting that on the Friday, 20th of May, we have Cloud Busting, the music of Kate Bush. Our regular New York correspondent, Pamela Sue Mann, will be very impressed with that. She's a big, big Kate Bush fan, really. It's not Kate herself, but Kate Bush's music will be focused. And, well, is it just the music of Kate Bush, or do we get lyrics as well?
I think a bit of both will be thrown in for good measure, I think. There's actually, I believe there's two of the band members, the bassist and the drummer, have actually toured with Kate Bush at some point. So it's got a good live band, obviously.
Will they smash glasses on stage to get the babushka effect?
Perhaps, although that'll be a health and safety risk, so...
They did actually wonder at EMI what the heck she was doing. In fact, the canteen staff were very noticeable in their complaints when she actually kept demanding glasses so she could smash them on the studio floor.
But we do get through glasses very quickly at theatre as well, yeah. So maybe she'd stop her from doing that.
She was an artiste, that's the important thing, an artiste, more than just Wuthering Heights. And Cloudbuster, of course, was based on a real story, I believe, in terms of the actual system there. But you've got Hounds of Love and much, much more. We might squeeze in our Kate Bush before too long. On the 29th of May, that's a Sunday, 2022, the wondrous nature of the NTR Variety Show 2022 actually emerges. Alex Jackson, talk to us about the variety show with singing sensation Nova, BGT, that's Britain's Got Talent, not Big Giant whatever, etc. Britain's Got Talent comedian Steve Royle, speciality act Isabella Bliss, I guess, have the courage to ask, and indeed aerialists as well. So what's happening on the Variety Show and why is it important? Because it helps support the United Lincolnshire Hospitals charity.
Yeah, so it'll be, after a three-year wait, we finally get another variety show on. It's one of our in-house productions, which are massively important to us. And this one is equally important because all proceeds are actually going to go to United Lincolnshire Hospitals charity as our way of saying thank you to the NHS for the incredible work that they've done throughout the pandemic. I mean, we've all had a rough couple of years, but no one more so than the NHS staff that have had to deal with everything frontline. So we just wanted to create really an evening of unforgettable family entertainment that just allows you to escape all of the rubbish of the past 2 years for a little bit and just sit and enjoy some good acts. We've got some comedy in there, some amazing singers, a few of which have been in Pantos before and in Strictly Cabaret X, if you cast your mind back to that. So it'll be really good to welcome some familiar faces to our stage again for just an amazing night, really.
One night only.
That's it.
One night just only. That's the important thing. And tickets presumably still available, Ollie?
Yes, tickets still available, yeah.
£25 English pounds. Not bad at all.
Absolute bargain. And because it's going to such a good cause, like just echo what Alex said, like the NHS, what they've been through the last couple of years has been pretty rotten, really. So it's a little thank you we can put to them.
Precisely so. You were nodding very positively when Thomas came up with Night Fever for the Bee Gees. I take it then you're accepting that Bee Gees and striking the pose is very important.
Definitely.
Music being worked in the background. Please put the white jacket to one side.
My hips are going.
Spin round. Honestly, you know, and stop pointing to the sky. Honestly, you know, that's just too much. clearly disco has never gone away, because on the 27th of May, 2 days before, of course, the 29th of May, I know, it's amazing what mathematics we can do these days, Disco Inferno actually emerges out. I mean, will you be getting on down for the Disco Inferno, where you've got Village People, Jackson's, ABBA, Earth, Wind and Fire, and, of course, Bee Gees?
Yeah, I think it's set to be a fantastic show. It's kind of all singing, all dancing extravaganza. Expect lots of flared trousers.
Oh, yes.
I think that will be a necessity for everyone coming. But yeah, some fantastic songs to be featured. And like you say, the bands and the artists mentioned there, just how could you not enjoy a night of that music?
And for those people who actually cast their memories back a little bit later in life, etc., on the 25th of May, of course, Jimmy Cricket is back with us, together with Leah Bell, and a right royal knees up. Could this, I wonder, have something to do with a platinum celebration that's occurring around
It might just do, yeah. Yeah, Leah Bell, who's been with us for a few shows, I think most recently Dirty Dustin, she's kind of produced this show and obviously got Jimmy Cricket involved. It's going to be like a nostalgic throwback through the music, with some comedy thrown in of basically Queen Elizabeth II's reign.
Nobody puts Leah in a corner. See what I did there? Reference to Dirty Dusting.
Nicely done.
Or was it Patrick Swayze moment?
Something similar. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a different line. George is thinking, what is he referring to? Dirty Dusting? Is that some sort of, you know, hygiene system? okay. Let's raise the notion that you can, of course, go backstage, because the backstage tours are actually available as well. And Alex, talk us through a backstage tour, how you can see the Green Room, see the famous table, see the proceedings march, see all those wonderful things at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Yeah, so they've really taken off this year. People are absolutely loving kind of seeing behind the red curtain, if you like. It's an amazing theatre. It's obviously Victorian, it's Grade 2 listed, so there are plenty of interesting areas in it. And our resident stage manager, Ian, has been there probably as long as the building at this point.
About a century, really.
Yeah, and he is just... has a wealth of information on the theatre, and some of his stories are hilarious, and it's a beautiful place, and just to look around it for a Saturday morning is a great way to spend a day, in my opinion.
Precisely. So backstage shows, do people need to book in advance? Do they? What's the process?
Yeah, so you can book tickets same as every other show on our website or by calling the box office. We do tend to book up very quickly, so we've got a lot in advance. We've got one basically every month, so if you can't make Saturday 21st of May, there's another one in June that you can come along to.
And as we said at the start, Georgia and Thomas, together with Barry the Bookworm, mascot of the New York Book Festival, will be making their way to just stop by the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. Has this whetted your appetite, Thomas? Let's swing the microphone back to yourself again. Has this whetted your appetite? Do you feel that as you transcend from level 2 to level 3, or technically level 5 to level 6, using new technology or new terminology for what we call levels 2 to level 3, don't be confused, I am. Thomas, has this whetted your appetite for getting more connected with the New Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Absolutely. There's an absolutely fantastic array of different shows and activities. The backstage tour sounds absolutely fantastic. And not only just for me, but for Barry the Bookworm as well.
Of course. And Georgia, I know you were devastated when you couldn't make the pantomime, the Easter pantomime, because you were in Italy. I don't know why. Just because it's your home. Well, release. Are you kind of keen to get more involved with the New Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Oh, yes, 100%. My friends are really big theatre kids, and so we should go one day and just enjoy a day out at the theatre. And also, I'm sure Barry the Bookworm will really appreciate it.
He's very quiet these days. That's because he's struck dumb with your ability at words, Alex. That's the key thing. He could not create them in any way, shape or form at all. But he did. Okay, so Alex, I'll turn to you for this one. Kate Bush, how familiar are you with her output?
My dad is actually a huge Kate Bush fan. He has already booked his tickets for Cloudbusting.
Excellent.
I am being dragged along as his second that night, I think.
Yeah, look, you know, parents are very difficult to bring into the world. You know, you've got to work through that process. So any particular number that springs to mind, or would you like me to run through several Kate Bush numbers and then you can say, that one?
Oh, it's got to be Wuthering Heights. That's
really,
you know,
not the man with the child in his eyes?
No, it's got... It's
not running up that hill?
And it's her best one. And
not, oh, that's a strong show.
Yeah. It is. I would have said, even for the video as well.
Personally, I would have said, "And So Is Love" is infinitely better. Cloudbusting, likewise, and indeed Babushka for the smashing of glass. But you've thrown all of those out, quite literally.
You guys are all wrong. It's Wuthering Heights.
Was it because Heathcliff had a major impact on you as a child growing up in South?
As a massive
Kathy,
book
Kathy,
nerd.
Come on, Kathy. Yeah. Sorry, I'm channeling my inner Heathcliff there.
I think the English lit student in me is...
You figured that was the one for you, basically.
Definitely.
I did actually once see a version of Wuthering Heights on stage, not at Lincoln. It was actually in a Billingham Forum Theatre up in the northeast. And the guy who was playing Heathcliff, you know when you have those moments and you see something on stage, thankfully not at the New Theatre or Lincoln, where you just stand up shaking your head thinking, Why? Kathy, come on, Kathy, now, come on. And so we come to the end of the first studio-based Siren edition of the podcast that is called Royal Radio. I managed to get there in the end. I don't know who writes this stuff, but still. Royal Radio, back in the studio at Siren Radio, of course, has now almost closed its doors, but we've still got the curtain calls yet to actually be done. Ollie, how can people actually follow the New Theatre Royal Lincoln and find out about the many, many shows we haven't had chance to even touch upon in this programme, because frankly, there hasn't been enough time?
Well, the easiest way is online at ntrlincoln.co.uk. We're across all the social medias, and as we mentioned earlier, we've got a brand new brochure out as well, so that covers May to September. So if you if you're walking by, drop in and we'll give you one of those.
Exactly. And Alex Jackson, any thoughts from yourself in terms of any key things you'd like to say? Yeah, I'd go with that. Or is it just a case of when my daddy comes down for Wuthering Heights, he will be in seventh heaven?
I think for me, it's the end of May is going to be really important for us because it's the first time having a variety show back in 3 years. And I think that's the culmination of a lot of people's work. So I think if you only see one thing this May, try and make it the variety show because you'll be doing your bit to help say thank you to the NHS and you'll get to see some cracking entertainment. And I think that's the best way to sum up.
I have to ask, the speciality act, Isabella Bliss.
Yes. So she has actually been to the theatre a couple of times before with Evening of Burlesque. She's a fantastic Marilyn Monroe tribute act. Really striking, really fantastic. And obviously she does some burlesque as well that's just really incredible, to be honest.
So are diamonds really a girl's best friend, or is that just a hallucination that's been developed over the years? Is that just a fiction?
Well, I think at the minute, with all of the prices going up, diamonds probably are best friend, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, there's always got to be a way of affording tickets for the very affordable New Theatre Royal Lincoln. So go for it. That's the important thing. We thank Georgia. We thank Thomas. We thank, of course, the silent partner. That would be Barry the Bookworm. Shh. He's all right. He's waking up shortly. He's very stressed. You know, he's had a long sort of package together. Ollie, Buddy Holly, It Doesn't Matter Anymore, or Marilyn Monroe, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Which one?
Oh, is everybody going to hate me if I go for Buddy Holly? We've got to go for Buddy Holly, don't we?
The message has been taken. The message has been sent. Here comes Buddy.
One, two, two.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Oh, will you left me here so I could sit and cry? Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't mind.